The UWA Tigers and Shorter Hawks have both taken the court to begin the game. Head official gets the ball at midcourt. He bounces it a couple times to make sure it's all right. And he approves of it. C.J. Melton, Courtrick Miles, Tay Smith, Shadarian Allen, and Justin Allison is your Tiger 5. Courtrick Miles jumping against Mark Wilcox, Jr. Ball is in the air, and tip-off is controlled by the UWA Tigers. C.J. Melton has it top of the arc. He dribbles it left side. He stops and gets it right side to Miles. Miles inside to Allen. Allen on the block, backing down the post. He spins around. He goes up. Layup is up. No good. Rebound goes to Ricky Knight, Jr. Jr. coming the other way with it. Passes right side to Ackley. Ackley drives in. Garden Allison. Outside pass goes to Wilcox. Wilcox in the corner. Hands it off to Brown. Brown. Left side pass goes to Wilcox. Wilcox up top to Dunham. Dunham to Ackley. Ackley. Left side pass goes to Brown. Brown inside to Dunham. Dunham goes up and Shorter gets the lead. 2-0 here at the Winthrop King Center. Melton has it as he crosses midcourt, dribbles it right side. He stops, and a foul is going to be called on Ricky Knight, Jr., his first of the game. Allison will inbound it, gets it to Melton. Melton dribbles it right side, up top to Miles. Miles pivots, drives in. Floater's up. Floater is no good. Rebound goes. A foul is going to be called on Shorter on number 12. No. A delay of game warning is called. Excuse me. On number 12, Ricky Knight Jr. And so now Brown has it in the corner. Three ball is up and no good. Rebound goes to Ackley. Long rebound. He got it, though. Ackley, top of the arc. Dribbles it right side. Pass goes to Wilcox. Up top to Ackley. Ackley, left side to Knight. Knight to Dunham. Dunham pump fakes, drives in, spins around, layup is up. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. UWA is in their road red jerseys with white numbers and white letters. Shorter's in their home jerseys that are white with blue letters and gray numbers. As Allison drives in right side, he stops to Allen. Allen, top of the arc. To Miles. Miles, three balls up. No good. Rebound goes to Shadarian Allen. No, it doesn't. Goes to Tay Smith. Smith gets it. Stops to Allen. To Melton. Melton in the corner. To Allen. Allen steps into a three ball and no good. And rebound goes to Chris Brown. Brown coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. Inside to Dunham. Dunham spins around. Passes it outside to Knight. Three ball is up, and he buries it. 5-0 start for Shorter. Allison coming the other way. Crosses midcourt. Hands it off to Miles. Miles up top to Smith. Smith right side to Allen. Allen on the right wing to Miles. Miles drives in, stops, outside to Allison, to Smith. Smith, a three ball, no good. Rebound goes to C.J. Melton. Melton backing down the post, outside to Allison, and they will say that he stepped on the out-of-bounds line, so it'll be Shorter basketball. So Shorter's got it now, as Knight has it. Up top to Dunham. Left side to Brown. Brown on the left wing. Up top to Ackley. Ackley drives in. Behind the back pass to Dunham. Layup is up and good. What a pass by Ackley. 7-0 run for Shorter to begin the game. Allison has it right side for the Tigers. He stops to Smith. Smith hands it off to Miles. Miles to Allen. Allen top of the arc to Smith. Smith right side to Allison. Allison to Smith. Back to Allison. Allison, top of the arc, drives in left side. Floater's up to Allen. Allen goes up strong. Layup is up and good to get the Tigers his first points of the game. Brown on the right side. Stops. Right side pass goes to Wilcox. Three ball is up, and he buries it. 10 to start for Shorter, 16-14 remaining in the opening half. Allison on the left wing to Melton, to Smith, to Allen. Allen right side. He stops at 15 on the shot clock. To Miles at 12. Miles right short corner. Jump shot's up. No good. Rebound goes to Shorter. Coming the other way is Brown. Brown crosses midcourt on the left side. Top of the arc now. On the right side now. Steps back. Right side pass goes to Ackley. Ackley inside to Dunham. Dunham step back. Jump shot's up. And no good. Rebound goes to Quartrip Miles. Miles going the other way with it. Coming quick on the right side now. He's going to drive in all the way. Goes up. Layup is up and good. And Quartrip gets his first points of the ball game. 10-4 is your score. Shorter leads it. Knight. Brown. Brown to Ackley. Ackley to Brown. To Dunham. Dunham drives in left side. Layup is up. And it falls around and rolls in. 12-4. Shorter leads it. Allison crosses midcourt, dribbles it left side on the left wing. Drives in right side now. Goes up, floaters up, no good. Rebound goes to Shorter. Brown coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt on the left side. He stops, drives in, guarded by Allison. Spins around, jump shot's up, no good. Rebound goes to Shadarian Allen. Allen coming the other way with it for the Tigers. Crosses midcourt, left wing. Up top to Miles. Miles drives in left side. Floaters up. And a foul's going to be called on Shorter. Miles is a little slow to get up. That foul's on Ackley. His first of the game. And that brings us to our first media timeout. Tigers trail 12-4 with 14.5 remaining in the first half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Miles at the free throw line. First one is up and it's good. To make it 12-5, Shorter leads it. Quartrip, second free throw, up and good, 12-6. Shorter still leads it. So now Calvin Finch checks into the ball game for Quartrip Miles. Miles is a little slow to get up after that shot, but he sits on the bench. He looks like he's all right. So now Shorter's got it. Dunham, top of the arc. Hands it off. No, he doesn't. Spins around. Inside pass goes to Brown. Brown spins around. Offensive charge is going to be called on Brown as Allison stepped in and took a charge. You love to see that. So now it'll be Tiger basketball as Allison's walking the ball across the court. Allison crosses midcourt. Dribbles it right side, hands it off to Calvin Finch, to Smith, to Allen. Allen, left wing, pivots. He pivots again. Three balls up, no good. Rebound goes to Mark Wilcox. Wilcox ahead to Brown. Brown, left side pass goes to Knight. Knight back to Brown. Brown, right side to Wilcox, who drives in. He's going to be fouled. He'll be fouled by a Tiger. I'm not sure who fouled him. I believe it was Shadarian Allen. We'll let you know once I see it. As Brown inbounds it to Dunham. Dunham, left side to Barnett. Barnett, right side to Brown. Brown on the right wing, up top to Barnett. Barnett, right side back to Brown, who drives in. He feeds it to Barnett, goes up. No good, but he's fouled. So he'll head to the foul line to shoot two. That was Calvin Finch that fouled on the earlier foul call. And this one was on, I'm not sure either. As first free throw is up, and it's good for Barnett. Barnett, second one's up. No good. Rebound goes to Melton. That was Shadarian Allen with the foul, so Tigers. Finch with one foul and Allen with one foul. As Allison crosses midcourt. Gets it to Smith. Smith to Allison. Allison to Allen. Allen backing down the post. Goes up strong. Layup is up and it's good. Good finish by Allen. 13-8 is your score. Coming the other way is Brown. Brown on the left wing. He stops. Dribbles it now. Top of the arc. Left side to Wilcox. Wilcox to Brown. Brown right side to Dunham. Dunham inside pass goes to Knight, who lays it in for two to put Shorter up 15-8. Allison on the left side, crosses midcourt, right side to Smith. Smith to Allison. Allison inside to Finch. Finch back to Allison. Allison for three. No good. Rebound goes to Chris Brown. Brown coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt on the right side. Top of the arc. Inside to Dunham. Dunham goes up. Layup is up and good. 17-18 is your score. 12-20 remaining in the opening half. Allison crosses midcourt. Dribbles it right side to Melton. Melton on the right wing. He dribbles it now top of the arc to Smith. To Allen. Allen left wing. Drives in. Stops. Pump fakes. Out to Smith. Smith. At 9, at 8, drives in at 7, at 6, goes up, foul called on Dunham. And the Shorter crowd, Shorter players, Shorter coaches don't like that call. But everybody here in red will take it. It's an immediate timeout. As the Tigers trail 17-8 with 11:55 remaining, you're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on SLY 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Shorter University. As Shorter leads the men's game right now, 17-8. Currently, as coming out of immediate timeout, T. Smith will be at the charity stripe for the Tigers. Good crowd here for Shorter. Lots of students have turned up as Smith sits in. And his first one is up, and it's good. 17-9 is your score. Bryce Martin checks into the game for the Tigers. Calvin Finch checks out. And second one is up and good for Tay Smith. Quartrant Miles checks back in. Kaven Hill checks in for Tay Smith and C.J. Melton. So Tiger lineup, Allen, Hill, Miles, Martin, and Allison is your Tiger five. Brown, right side, top to Dunham. Dunham, top of the arch, stops, left side to Brown. Brown drives in, he stops, jump shots up, jump shots airballed, and rebounded by Bryce Martin. Martin to Allison, and Allison's coming the other way with it for the Tigers. She crosses midcourt. On the left side, right side to Allen. Allen inside to Miles. Miles turns around, pump fakes, goes up, strong, gets it to fall. 17-12 with 11:19 remaining in the first half. Brown, right side, drives in, and foul is going to be called on Justin Allison. A blocking foul. Somebody's shorter basketball. And the inbound is going to go up top to Dunham. And a foul is going to be called on Kaven Hill. Looked like it was a defensive pass interference on Hill. And so now for the Tigers, number 13, Bubakar Kamisoko has checked in for Justin Allison. And so Schroeder's got it. Up top to Brown. Brown drives in left side. He stops, steps back, drives in. Floater is swatted away by Kamisoko. My goodness. Dunham gets the rebound. And they're going to reset the shot clock. No, they're not. They're going to say a shot clock violation because of the block shot by Kamisoko. The block shot did not hit the rim, so the shot clock did not reset. So Kamisoko will trigger it in to Hill. Snell. Kamisoko bringing the ball up the court. Where's number 13 for the Tigers? Dribbles it right side on the right wing. To Miles. Miles, top of the arc, inside to Martin. Martin turns around, fadeaway jump shots up, and it's good. 17-14 is your score, with 10.5 remaining. Brown crosses midcourt, left side for Shorter. Right side pass goes to Wilcox. Wilcox to Dunham. Dunham spins around, and he hands it off to Knight. Knight, three ball is up, and he buries it. 20-14, Shorter leads it. Kamisoko dribbles it right side to Allen. Allen on the right wing. He stops. Right side pass goes to Kamisoko, inside to Martin. Martin in the post, back and down is Dunham. He spins around at 10. Fadeaway jump shots up. No good. Putback is no good by Hill. And the rebound goes to Dunham. Dunham gets it ahead to Knight. Ricky Knight Jr. Knight up top. Right side to Barnett. To Dunham. Dunham on the block to Barnett. Barnett underneath. Goes up. Layup is good. Kept the basket for foul. So, Barnett's at the line. Ralph Barnett for Shorter. He's got 3 points. First trip, second trip to the foul line tonight as he makes that free throw to put Shorter up 23-14 with 9:29 remaining in the opening half. Allison crosses midcourt. Top of the arc. Right side to Martin. Back to Allison. Allison to Miles. Miles, left short corner. He pivots. Jump shot's up. Jump shot's good. 23-16. Shorter leads it. Dunham. Excuse me. Barnett's got it. Left wing. Inside to Dunham. Dunham in the post. Outside to Wilcox, who goes up strong. No good. Rebound to Wilcox. He gives it to Dunham, who drives in. Jump shot's up. Jump shot's good. 25-16 is your score as Allison crosses midcourt. Top of the arc now. Dribbles it right side. He's driving in. Goes up. Layup is up. And it's good, and he's fouled. So he'll head to the free throw line to convert an and one. Tough free throw for Justin Allison there. As he drove in, he got it to go. Allison. Out of Pelham, Alabama. Tay Smith checks out. Checks in. Calvin Finch checks in. Bryce Martin checks out. Courtrick Miles checks out for the Tigers. Kami Soko has checked out for Justin Allison. Allison's now at the free throw line. And it is up, and it's good to put the Tigers down by 6, 25-19, 8:40 remaining. Hosso has it. Left side to Wilcox. Wilcox up top. Pass right side to Hosso. Up top to Barnett. Barnett takes a step back. Left side pass goes to Barnett. Barnett to Hosso. Right side pass. Three ball is up. And it banks in. My goodness. 28-19. Shorter leads it. Allison crosses midcourt on the right wing. Gets it to Smith up top. Smith to Melton. Melton, left wing. To Allen. Allen pivots. He pivots again. Jump shot's up. And no good. Rebound goes to Shorter. Coming the other way is Ricky Knight. Knight working against Melton. He stops. Gets it right side to Barnett. Barnett, right side to Hosso. Hosso working against Allison. 20 on the shot clock. Left side to Wilcox. To Knight. To Wilcox. To Grove. Grove, right side pass goes to Barnett. Barnett, excuse me, that was Wilcox who drove in, missed the layup, rebounded by Allison, and now a foul is going to be called on number 15, Bentley Grove, his first foul of the game. And now, immediate timeout is called. So Shorter leads at 28-19 here at Rome, Georgia. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 1049.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Bob, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Shorter's got the basketball. Hosso's got it left wing. Hosseau lobs it into Dunham. Dunham, left short corner, inside pass, is going to go out of bounds and be Tiger basketball. Tay Smith got a hand on it, but it last touched off of number 24, Mark Wilcox Jr. So Allison's coming the other way with it. Tigers trail 7. 28-21. Allison, top of the arc. Dribbles it right side now. He stops. Right side to Smith. Smith back up to Allison. Allison calls for a screen. He gets it. Dribbles it left side. At 7. Out to Smith. Smith at 5. At 4. Drives in. Floaters up. No good. Rebound goes to Wilcox. Wilcox coming the other way with it. Drives in all the way. He stops. Kicks it outside to Barnett. Barnett, top of the arc. Goes behind his back. Left side to Hosseau. To Barnett. Barnett, left wing, back to Hosseau. Hosseau, right side to Barnett, inside to Hosseau. Layup is up, and he's fouled on the play by Justin Allison. And so that's going to be Allison's second foul of the game. And looks like Kamisoko will come back in to replace him. So Hosseau at the line. First trip to the line tonight. First one's up, and it's good to make it a 29-21 ball game. And now Courtrick Miles is checked back in for Calvin Finch. Hosseau sets in for a second one. Takes a deep breath. Free throws up. Free throws good. 30-21 is your score. Melton to Kamisoko, 5:53 remaining in the first half. As Kamisoko gets it back to Melton. Melton crosses midcourt on the shorter logo. Left wing now. Dribbles it left side. He stops to Miles. Miles, left short corner. He pivots. Drives in baseline. He stops. Goes up. Outside to Kamisoko to Allen. Allen goes up. Floaters up. No good. Yes, it is good. Thought it was going to roll out, but it rolled in. The lucky roll. Hosseau coming the other way with it on the left wing. Tigers trail 7, 5:20 remaining. Hosseau on the right side now, inside to Dunham. Dunham spins around, and it's going to be poked away. Dunham gets it back, goes up, layup is good. 32-23, 5:10 remaining. As Kamisoko coming the other way with it for the Tigers, dribbles it right side to Melton. Melton on the right wing to Smith. Smith to Allen. Allen on the left wing. Drives in. Jump shot's up. Jump shot's good. 32-24. 4:45 remaining in the ballgame. In the first half. Hosseau. Left side pass goes to Barnett. It's going to be poked away and go out of bounds. And it'll stay shorter basketball. Shadarian Allen's got 8 points, one rebound, one assist. For the Tigers, Courtrick Miles, 8 points, one rebound, one assist. As Hosseau's got it, top of the arc, 10 on the shot clock. Top of the arc, inside pass goes to Dunham. He pump fakes, goes up, layup is good. Kamisoko bringing the ball the other way for the Tigers. As the Tigers trail 9, 34-25, 4:09 remaining. Kamisoko, right side to Allen. Allen up top to Smith. Smith to Melton. Melton left wing. Pump fakes. Backing down the post at 6. At 5 to Smith. To Allen at 4. Allen pivots at 3. 3 balls up. No good. Rebound goes to Shorter. Coming the other way is Ricky Knight Jr. Knight crosses midcourt. Left side. Working against Melton. Stops. 3 ball up. 3 balls good. 37-25. 3:40 remaining in the first half. Kamisoko crosses midcourt for the Tigers. Top of the arc. Left side to Miles. Miles pivots. Pivots again. Drives in left side to Allen. Allen on the block. Goes up strong. Layup is up. No good. Rebound goes to Shorter. Wilcox hands it off to Hosseau. Hosseau on the left side. Top of the arc now. Stops. Left side to Knight. 3 balls up. And no good. Smith with the rebound for the Tigers. He's coming the other way. Gives it to Miles. Miles, left wing. Drives in. goes up, no good. Melton with the rebound, outside to Kamisoko, jump shot's up, and no good. Rebound goes to Dunham. Dunham gets it ahead of Hoso. Hoso, jump shot quick, is up and good. 39-25, timeout, Coach Woodruff. Tigers trail 14 here in Rome. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to the Winthrop King Center. As Shorter leads it 39-25 and is currently on a 9-2 run over the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds to put Shorter up 39-25. Again, Tiger guard Robert Davis is out today with an injury. Got hurt down there in Valdosta State in the Tiger win. Tigers hope to have him back Saturday against West Georgia. As Tigers now break out of their timeout huddle, lineup will consist of Melton, Allison, Miles, Smith, and Shadarian Allen. They'll be Tiger basketball, trailing 14 with 2:47 remaining in the opening half. Allison gets the ball, and we're underway again. Allison begins to bring the ball up the court, dribbling left-sided. Right side to Smith, back to Allison. Allison throws it right to Hoso, and Hoso's coming the other way with it for the Hawks. Crosses midcourt, stops, gives it to Dunham. Dunham hands it off to Knight, 3 balls up, no good. Rebound goes to Courtrick Miles. Courtrick coming the other way with it, crosses midcourt, up top to Allen, to Allison. Allison on the right wing, right side to Smith, to Allison. Allison dribbles it right side. He stops. Hands it off to Allen. Allen drives in. Takes a step back. Loses it. Gets out of bounds. It'll be Shorter basketball. So now, Tigers number 11, Bryce Martin, checks into the game for Shadarian Allen. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Tigers trail 14. Knight has it. Gets it to Dunham. Dunham throws it inside of Hoso. Goes out of bounds. It'll remain Shorter basketball. Hoso will trigger it in for the Hawks. And he gets it in to Wilcox. Wilcox up top to Hoso. Jump shot's up. And it falls in. Shorter's up 41-25 over UWA. Allison crosses midcourt. Calls out the Tiger play. Hands it off to Miles. Miles drives in, loses it. Poked away by Hoso. He's going the other way with it. Hands it off to Barnett. Barnett inside to Wilcox, and he slams it home to put Shorter up 43-25. Timeout, Coach Woodruff. My goodness, Shorter is on a 13-2 run over the last 4 minutes, and the Tigers have been scoreless in the last 3.5 minutes. Jaden Dunham has hit 6 of his last 7 field goals, and he's got 14 points in this one, along with 4 assists and 3 rebounds. And Knight has 11 points and 3 rebounds, and Wilcox, for Shorter's, got 6 rebounds and 8 points. And so the lead is currently at 18 points with 1:20 remaining in the first half. Melton, right side to Allison. Allison on the right wing. He stops. Spins around. Hands it off to Melton. Melton at 17 on the shot clock. Inside to Martin. Martin backing down the post. Spins around. Fadeaway jump shot's up. And it falls in. And he's fouled. So he'll head to the free throw line to shoot one. 43-27 now. Minute 3 remaining in the first half. Martin sets in. Free throw's up. Free throw's good for Bryce Martin. 43-28 with a minute remaining in the first half. Hosso on the right side, left side, excuse me. He stops, hands it off to Knight. Back to Hosso, inside to Dunham. Dunham turns around, outside to Barnett. He drives in at the free throw line. It's stolen. No, it's not. He gets it back. Barnett gets it to Dunham. And now it's going to be picked up and stolen by C.J. Melton to Martin. Martin. It's now going to be fouled by Barnett. My goodness. The players all over the court there. As it's now 1-1 for the Tigers. And so that will send Bryce Martin back to the charity stripe to shoot two. Kami Soko checks back in for Justin Allison. Martin from the free throw line this year. Only 2 for 8, but he's 2 for 2 tonight as he makes the first one of the 1-1. So really, he's 4 for 10 this season, which is 40%. He sets in. Second one's up. No good. Rebounded by Melton. Melton gets it to Miles. Miles pump fakes. Goes up. No good, but he's fouled, so he'll shoot two. Portrait Miles this year from the charity stripe. Shooting the ball 78%. And in today's game, Miles is 2 for 2. And one of the referees is talking to Shorter's head coach right now about something. I'm not sure what's going on. Shorter's head coach is Wade Anderson. Not sure what's going on, but Miles shoots his free throw, and he misses it. So the score stays at 43-29. On the court for the Tigers, Martin, Melton, Miles, Kami Soko, and Tay Smith. Miles, second one's up. No good. Rebound goes to Dunham. Excuse me, Barnett. Barnett gets to Hosso, and Hosso crosses midcourt. 20 on the shot clock, 21 on the game clock. 1 second differential here as we close the first half. Hosso's got it for the Hawks. Hosso begins to dribble at 10, at 9. Left side pass inside to Dunham. At 6, at 5, he spins around at 4. Shot blocked, picked up by Melton. Melton going the other way at 1. He stops. 3 ball is up. 3 ball is good as we end the first half. Are they going to count it? I believe they are. The shot clock buzzer was sounding. And that will end the half. 43-32. The whole crowd here thinks it doesn't count, but it should count because the shot clock was cutting off after the block shot down here, and then we went the other way, and Melton's shot should count. And head coach Wade Anderson is still not happy about that call, but it is the correct rule. So it's 43-32 here at halftime. What was once an 18-point lead for Shorter is now just an 11-point lead. We'll take a quick break, and we come back. We will go over some team and individual stats. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by at Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Shorter University here as the Tigers trail at halftime, 43-32. Got about 12 minutes until the second half begins. We're going to go over some team and individual stats for both teams. First for the Tigers, Shadarian Allen, 8 points, 4 for 10 from the field, 0 for 3 from deep, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and he's got 1 foul and played 18 minutes in the first half. C.J. Melton, 5 points, 2 for 2 from the field, 1 for 1 from the three-point line, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 18 minutes of play. Justin Allison, 3 points, 1 for 3 from the field, 0 for 1 from deep, 1 for 1 from the charity stripe, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 2 fouls, and played 14 minutes. Tay Smith, 2 points, 2 for 2 from the line, 2 rebounds, and played 17 minutes. Quartrett Miles, 8 points, 3 for 7 from the field, 0 for 1 from deep, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and played 16 minutes. Bryce Martin, 6 points, 2 for 3 from the field, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, 1 block, and played 5 minutes in the first half. And Kamisoko played in the first half, had 6 minutes. Calvin Finch, 4 minutes, excuse me. And Kevin Hill, 3 minutes to play. And for Shorter, Dunham, 14 points, 7 for 10 from the field, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 foul, 19 minutes of play. Ackley played 6 minutes in the first half. Knight Jr., 11 points, 4 for 6 from the field, 3 for 5 from the 3-point line, 3 rebounds, 2 personal fouls, and played 19 minutes in the game. Brown, 11 minutes to play, had 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Wilcox, 8 points, 6 rebounds, played all 20 minutes. Grove, 1 minute of play, 1 foul. Barnett, 14 minutes to play, 4 points, 1 rebound, 2 for 3 from the charity stripe, 1 steal, and 1 assist, and 1 foul. Hosseau, 10 minutes to play, 6 points, 1 assist, 1 steal there in the first half. As a team, Shorter shot the ball, 60% on 17 for 28 from the field, 62% from the 3-point line on 5 of 8 shooting, and from the free throw line, 80% on 4 for 5 shooting, 17 total rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, 9 fouls, 4 turnovers. And for the Tigers, 42% from the field on 12 for 28 shooting. 14% from three-point line on 1 for 7 shooting. 70% from the charity stripe on 7 for 10. 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 6 fouls, and 4 turnovers. And so that's your team and individual stats. When we come back, we'll take a look at games going on around the conference. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need, from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Winter King Center here on the campus of Shorter, as Shorter leads it 43-2 here at halftime. And we will look at some of the other games going on in the conference today in men's basketball. Going on in Cleveland, West Georgia leads it 21-18. With 8:44 remaining in the first half. And that's the only other GSC game going on today in men's basketball. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, Mississippi College hits the road to Christian Brothers. And that will be a 7 p.m. start. And at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night, West Florida will play against Montevallo. That game is at Montevallo. And at 7:30 p.m., Delta State will play Union. That game is being played in Jackson, Tennessee. And at 8 p.m. tomorrow night in Montgomery, Alabama, Auburn Montgomery will host Valdosta State. And that is your GSC games in men's basketball for this week. So we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will begin the second half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Shorter University as we are just about to begin the second half. Both teams have taken the court for pre-second half warm-ups. Tigers and Shorter are both doing their warm-up drills. Again, UWA is coached by head coach Nick Woodruff and assisted by Jake Joblin and graduate assistant Trey Moore. And athletic trainer for the Tigers is Joni Maddox. As the Tiger staff that does such a good job with these guys each and every day. And again, looking at some of the box scores, Dunham, number zero for Shorter, has been having his way with the Tigers tonight with 14 points, 7 for 10 shooting. He only averages 11 a game, so he's already above his average per game. And UWA, Shadarian Allen, 8 points. Portrait Miles, 8 points. Portrait's only got 2 rebounds so far in the first half. If we can get him going, getting some rebounds. Again, UWA as a team only has 12 rebounds, so that's something that you don't ever want to see at halftime. And getting out-rebounded by 5 against Shorter. And points in the paint. Shorter's got 20 compared to UWA's 16. And, you know, Shorter's already scored 43 points here in its halftime. As a team, UWA normally only gives up about 60 a game. And it's, again, you know, we say it time and time again, this team plays very extremely well defense. And, man, that defense is going to have to show itself here in the second half if the Tigers want to have a chance to come back and win the game. As they trail 11. But we are about to begin the second half. Good crowd here in Shorter. Lots of students here, and they are being very vocal. As on the court for the Tigers, Allen, Allison, Miles, Smith, and Melton. Knight, Ackley, Dunham, Wilcox is your Shorter lineup as we begin the second half. As Knight gets it left side to Ackley. Ackley on the left wing. at 12 on the shot clock. Drives in left side, goes up. Shot was swatted out of bounds by C.J. Melton and Shadarian Allen. And they'll say it last touched off of Ackley, so it'll be UWA basketball. And so we come the other way with it. Shorter, do a little full court pressure here. Nothing the Tigers haven't seen all season, though, as Allison crosses midcourt, hands it off to Smith. Smith to Miles. Miles inside to Allen. Pump fake. And now he's fouled by Ackley. So I believe he'll head to the foul line to shoot two. And that is what he'll do. So Shadarian Allen heads to the charity stripe to shoot two. Today's game, first trip to the foul line. On the season, Shadarian is a 79% foul shooter. First one is up, and first one is good. 10-point ball game here in Rome. He sets in for his second free throw, takes a deep breath, does a little shimmy, free throw's up, and it's good. 43-34, 19 and a half remaining. Coming the other way with it is Shorter. As Barnett gets it right side, back to Barnett. Dunham has it at the free throw line. Begins to dribble. He stops. He gets it right side. Inside pass goes to Wilcox. Turns around. Jump shot's up. Jump shot's no good. Allison's coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. Up top to Miles. Miles left side to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Gets it to Miles. Miles turns around. He pivots in the left short corner. He begins to drive in. Takes a step back. Floater's up. Floater is good. 43-36 is your score, 18:40 remaining. Here come the Tigers. Coming the other way with it is Brown. Brown on the left wing, drives in, spins around, goes up. Layup is no good, rebounded by himself. He goes up, offensive foul is called, and that one will go against Brown as Justin Allison stepped in to get the charge for the Tigers. So it'll be Tiger basketball. Again, Shorter doing a little full-court pressing here as Melton gets it to Allison. Again, Tigers are without Robert Davis tonight. Down with an injury. So Allison gets it to Smith. Smith up top to Miles. Miles to Melton. Melton trying to get it inside. Can't do it. Up top to Allison. Three ball is up. Three ball is good. 43-39. And a foul is called on Ackley. So the Tigers will get the ball back and lead it 43-39 with 18:08 remaining. And so now Shorter has taken a timeout after the Tigers have started on a 14-0 run. That's not correct. The computer is wrong on that one. But the Tigers now trail only by 4 points with 18:08 remaining. That is right. 14-0 run going into the last half. So that is right. Threw me off. But we'll take a quick timeout. UWA trails it by four. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia, as Shorter currently leads at 43-39, but the Tigers are coming back. They're on a 14-0 run dating back to the second half, or first half, excuse me. It'll be Tiger basketball here underneath the basket. Miles set to inbound it here. He gets the ball, gets it up top to Smith. Smith at the free throw line, hands it off to Miles, turns around, jump shots up, no good, and goes out of bounds, and it'll be Shorter basketball. Checking in is Barnett for Shorter. He'll be checking in for Ackley. And so now, Ricky Knight Jr. inbounds it to Chris Brown, and Brown's coming the other way with it. On the left wing, he hands it off to Wilcox. Up top to Dunham, right side pass goes to Brown. Inside to Dunham, he turns around, pump fakes, turns back around, and gets it up top to Brown on the right wing. Brown working against Allison, drives in at nine, spins around, stops, goes up, shot blocked by Smith. Dunham gets the rebound, he goes up, no good, rebound goes to out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. You love to see the defensive intensity that the Tigers have brought here in the second half, and that defense has led to lots of offense as we begin the second half. Allison, left side, up top now. He stops, spins around. Left side to Smith. Smith, working against Dunham. Left side to Allen, in the corner. Three balls up, no good. Rebound goes to Melton. Melton gives it to Miles. Miles goes up. No call, goes out of bounds. It'll be Shorter basketball. Wilcox gets it in to Brown. Brown crossing midcourt on the right side. And now he hands it off to Knight. Knight drives in. He stops. Loses it. Goes out of bounds. Picked up by Miles. Excuse me. Didn't go out. Allison now has it for the Tigers. And he's coming the other way with it. Allison on the left side. Now top of the arc. Drives in the middle of the paint. Goes up. Layup is up. And it falls around and doesn't go in. Almost went in, but it didn't. And now the ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Justin Allison a little slow to get up. Looks like he'll be all right. Let's see, inbounds it to Allen. Allen drives in, goes up, layup is up and good. 43-41. Tigers trail only two. What was once a Shorter lead, 18-point lead, is now only a two. Coming the other way is Brown. Up top to Dunham. Dunham drives in right side, spins around, goes up, layup is no good, but he's fouled, so he'll head to the line to shoot free throws. Excuse me. They said that was on the floor, so they'll inbound it, and Justin Allison checks out. Kami Soko checks in. That's Allison's second foul of the game. Excuse me, third foul of the game. Dunham goes up, misses the layup, rebounded by Smith, and Smith gives it to Kami Soko. Kami Soko to Melton. Melton crosses midcourt, top of the arc, dribbles it left side to Allen. Allen drives in left side, he stops to Miles. Miles, top of the arc, drives in right side, goes up strong, layup is good, we're tied up at 43 all. Going the other way is Shorter. Brown has it right side, he drives in. Stolen by Melton. Melton all by himself. He's got to slam it home. Tigers lead by two. Timeout Shorter. Timeout referees. Miles was slow to get up. Thought it was a timeout Shorter. But instead, Portrait Miles is a little slow to get up, but he's all right. Nonetheless, Tigers are on an 18-0 run over the last 5.5 minutes. And it's held Shorter to absolutely no points here in the second half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia. What was once an 18-point shorter lead, the Tigers now lead by two. And looks like UWA is going to do a little full-court press here as the inbound goes to Ricky Knight, and he gets it to Hoso. Hoso coming the other way, crosses midcourt on the left side. Passes it left side to Wilcox. Wilcox up top to Dunham. Right side to Barnett. Inside to Dunham. Dunham hands it off to Barnett, and he lays it in for two to tie it up again at 45. Miles has it, drives in all the way, and no call. He got it back. He drives in, spins around, jump shots up, no good. Rebound goes to Hoso. Hoso going the other way with it. Tiger fans wanted the foul. They didn't get it as Barnett gives it to Wilcox, and he lays it in for two. Coach Woodruff still asking about the call that he didn't get. Doesn't matter as Shorter now leads it by two, 47-45. Kamisoko, top of the arc, dribbles it left side, gives it right side to Smith. Smith back to Kamisoko. Kamisoko, top of the arc, drives in, stops. Gets it to Smith. Smith steps into a three ball. Bang! 48-47. Tigers lead again. 14 and a half remaining in the second half. Hoso has it on the left side. Working against Kamisoko. Left side to Wilcox. Wilcox back to Hoso. Hoso inside to Dunham. Dunham pivots, stops, and almost had it poked away. And he gives it off to Hoso at four on the shot clock at three, at two. Three-point shot is up. Shot clock buzzer sounds. No good. Courtrick Miles rebound. And the Tigers going the other way with it. Miles gives it to Kamisoko. Kamisoko drives in left side. He stops to Smith. Smith drives in, lays it in. No good. Rebound goes to Smith. Smith goes back up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. Kamisoko to Miles. Miles drives in, and it's going to be stolen away by Hoso. And Hoso gives it off to Wilcox. Wilcox gives it off to Hoso. Hoso's going the other way. Left side pass back to Wilcox. Up top to Dunham. Dunham, top of the arc at 14. And now a technical foul is going to be called on the Tigers. On number 55, Courtrick Miles. Not sure what he said. He must have said the magic word to get a technical. So Hildale check out. And Bryce Martin will check into the game. And so now, number 12, Ricky Knight Jr. is at the foul line. First free throw is up and good. 48 all. The next one can take the lead for Shorter again. And that one is up, and it's good. 49-48. Shorter leads it. Shorter basketball. Again, a very vocal and energized crowd here at Shorter. Lots of students here doing a lot of talking. But as the players can't let that get in their head and let it distract them. As Hoso inbounds it to Wilcox. Wilcox gives it to Dunham. Back to Hoso. Hoso pump fakes. Gives it outside. To Knight. Knight back to Dunham. Dunham in the post. Spins around. Working against Smith. Goes up. No good. Rebound. It goes to Tay Smith. Attaboy, Tay. And now Wilcox gets it back to Dunham. Jump shot's up. No good. Smith with another rebound. Smith wanted a foul call, and he didn't get it on the first rebound attempt. Looked like he got hit in the shoulder, but they didn't call it. Kamisoko guards it, drives in, gets it to Smith, steps into a three, and he misses that one. Rebound goes to Shorter. Hosso going the other way with it, crosses midcourt on the right wing. Hosso gives it to Dunham. Dunham out to Barnett. Barnett drives in, steps back, picks up his dribble, gives it back to Dunham. Dunham gives it to Wilcox. He goes up. No good. Rebound goes to Allen. And now, a technical foul is called on Bryce Martin, I believe. And he is fired up. And that has just fired up this crowd here even more. Not sure what Martin said or did, but I saw a bunch of players having to hold him back. So now Bryce Martin checks out. Calvin Finch checks in. Not sure what's going on. Because I thought they called a technical foul, but they didn't, because they're not shooting free throws. So they called double technicals on Mark Wilcox Jr. and Bryce Martin, I believe. I'm not sure. We'll try and figure out what happened there at the next dead ball. But Kamisoko gives it to Melton. Tigers have the ball. Finch, left side to Smith. Smith gives it to Allen. Allen, left short corner. He pivots. He drives in, begins to work the post. Back and down. At four, turns around. Jump shot's up. No good. Melton the rebound. He pump fakes, goes up strong. Count the basket and the foul. It's now 50-49. With C.J. Melton headed to the foul line to shoot one, I believe, when we come back from this media timeout. And that is right. So you're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia, as currently UWA leads it 50-49, and we did get confirmation that it was double technicals on Bryce Martin and Mark Wilcox. Both got double technicals, so that was why they offset the free throws, because in a double technical, no one shoots a free throw, so that was that situation. And so now C.J. Melton's at the line trying to convert an A1. His free throw is up, and he does that indeed. Two-point lead for the Tigers, 51-49, 11:49 remaining. Hosso crosses midcourt on the right side. He gives it right side to Knight. Knight up top to Dunham. Dunham dribbles it, picks up his dribble, guarded by Finch. Gives it off to Hosso. Hosso drives back in, loses it, goes out of bounds. No, it doesn't. They call a foul on the Tigers. Number one, C.J. Melton. Hosso inbounds it to Knight, to Dunham. Dunham spins around, goes up, layup is up and good, tied up at 51 again. Kamisoko dribbles it left side, gives it off to Melton. Melton drives in, hands it off to Allen. Allen up top to Smith, Smith to Kamisoko. Kamisoko drives in, floaters up, floaters no good, rebound goes to Dunham. Dunham gets it ahead to Knight, and Knight drives in, gives it off to Barnett. He pump fakes, goes up, no good, rebound C.J. Melton. C.J. slows things down here for the Tiger offense. C begins to walk it up the court, calls out the Tiger play. C.J. gives it off to Allen. Allen pivots, loses it, gets out of bounds. It'll be shorter basketball. Hosso begins to bring the ball up the court for shorter on the left side, up top to Dunham. Dunham inside to Hosso. He lays it in for two. Shorter leads at 51-53-51. Kamisoko has it for the Tigers. Crosses the timeline. Dribbles it now left side, right side. Up top to Smith. Back to Kamisoko. Kamisoko drives in. Layup is up. No good. Finch with the rebound. His putback is no good, but he's fouled. So he'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Justin Allison set to check in. Calvin sets in at the line. First one's up. No good. Calvin on the year is just a 38% free throw shooter as Allison checks back in for Kamisoko. And second free throw's up, and it's good to make it 53-52. And now Finch checks out. Quartet Miles checks in. Bryce Martin checks in, and Tay Smith checks out. So now Hosso has it for shorter, crosses midcourt, 10 minutes remaining in the ball game. Left side, Barnett's got it, up top to Grove, Grove to Hosso, Hosso to Grove, Grove in the post, spins around, pump fakes, kicks it out to Hosso, steps into a three. No good. Rebound goes to C.J. Melton. And now a foul is going to be called on Mark Wilcox, Jr. That'll be his third foul of the game. And so now Tigers are in the bonus. So C.J. Melton is at the line. Sets in at the line. First one's up. And it's good to tie the game up at 53-all. Kevin Hill set to check into the game for the Tigers. And Shadarian Allen's going to check out, get a little break. CJ sets in. Free throw is up. And it's good. Tigers lead it again, 54-53. Hosso's got it for shorter. Dribbles it right side. Hands it off to Knight. Knight, top of the arc, right side of Hosso. Hosso begins to drive in. He stops, gives it out to Knight. Knight drives in baseline, and now a foul is going to be called on UWA. On number 11, Bryce Martin. Hosso set to inbound it for shorter. And he gives it to Wilcox. Wilcox to Grove. Grove, left side to Barnett. Barnett, inside pass, goes up, and it's good. 55-54, shorter leads it again. Allison crosses midcourt. Now dribbles it left side. Now back right side. Drives in all the way. Floater's up. Floater's good. 56-55, 9 minutes remaining. Hosso coming the other way with it on the right side. Right side pass goes to Barnett. Barnett to Hosseau, to Grove. Grove, top of the arc. Gets it inside, and a kickball violation is going to be issued against the Tigers. As Martin got his foot on it. Try to punt it away. So Shorter will inbound it in front of their own bench. Hosseau's got it. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 8:40 on the game clock. Grove has it top of the arc. Left side pass goes to Knight. Knight. And now another foul is going to be called on Bryce Martin. It'll be Martin's third foul of the ball game. And so now Martin will check out. And Shadarian Allen checks into the game. Hosseau gives it to Grove. Grove, top of the arc. Dribbles it right side, hands it off to Knight. Knight drives in left side, stops, layup is up, no good. And rebound's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. On the complete opposite end of the court is where I'm sitting. And I thought that that went out on Shadarian Allen. So it's a good thing that I'm wrong. So Justin Allison's bringing the ball up the court for the Tigers. Top of the arc. Dribbles it left side to Hill. Hill to Miles. Miles to Allison. Allison now dribbles it right side on the right corner. Now driving all the way. Layup is up. No good, but he's fouled. So Hill heads to the free throw line to shoot two. Allison, a little slow to get up. He gets up and he walks to the free throw line to shoot two. Allison today has got 8 points, one assist, two rebounds, and a made free throw. Excuse me, two made free throws now. 57-55 now. Sets in for the second free throw. It is up. It is good. 58-55. Hosseau's got it for the Hawks. Dribbling it left side. Working against Allison. Hosseau has it left wing. Right side to Barnett. Barnett top of the arc at 15 on the shot clock. Right side to Hosseau. Hosseau at 12. Left side pass goes to Knight. Knight at 10. At 9. Right side to Hosseau. Hosseau drives in. Jump shot's up. Jump shot's no good. Rebound goes to Shadarian Allen. Allen gives it to Allison. And Allison's coming the other way with it. Allison, top of the arc. Dribbles it right side. Gives it to Melton. Melton. Up top to Miles. Miles inside. Goes out of bounds. And Shadarian Allen falls to the ground. And he gets up and he's all right. No foul was called. And Shadarian fell to the ground pretty hard. So now, it'll be Shorter basketball. They trail three. Hosseau gives it to Barnett. Barnett, top of the arc, dribbles it right side, drives in, spins around, out to Hosseau, wide open three ball, and it's good. And now a flop warning has been issued for Justin Allison, I believe. So now Allison's coming the other way, all tied up at 58. Here at Shorter. Allen gives it to Miles. Miles begins to dribble it right side, hands it off to Melton. Melton to Allen. Allen, top of the arc. And he hands it off to Allison. Allison drives in, takes a step back, brings it back, resets things at 6. At 5 to Hill. Hill for 3. And he missed it. Rebound is going to be controlled by Hosseau. He's bringing the ball the other way. Stops. Three balls up. No good. Rebound is going to be picked up by Allison. He's coming all by himself. Lob to Miles. Picked up by Allison. Allison Pump fakes, goes up, shot blocked, picked up by Allen. Allen goes up, reverse layup, it's good. Count the basket and the foul as he's headed to the charity stripe to shoot one to put the Tigers up one. Three, excuse me. This is crazy here at Shorter. I'm telling you. I'm letting you know. And so now we have a media timeout, and we are all going to take a much-needed break for about a minute, and then we'll get right back at it. Tigers are up 60-58 with 6:17 remaining in the second half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Shadarian Allen at the line for the Tigers. Sets in, free throws up, and no good. Rebound is controlled by Barnett. Barnett gives it off to Hosso for Shorter. Hosso on the right side to Knight. Knight pivots inside to Dunham. He spins around, loses it. It goes up, out of bounds, and it will be Shorter basketball. If you don't believe me that this game has been crazy, I mean, we've had just about everything happen in this game. So just take my word for it. Hosso inbounds it to Dunham. Dunham spins around, gives it to Hosso. Hosso drives off, right side pass. Jump shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Allison. Allison's coming the other way with it as he brings the ball up the court. Top of the arc, Allison's got it. Left side to Melton. Melton to Miles. Miles to Allison. Allison on the right wing. Top of the arc. Takes a step back. Out to Smith. Steps into a three. Misses it. Rebound. It's going to be tipped around. Fought for and controlled by Ricky Knight Jr. Jr. ahead to Dunham. Dunham in the post. Pump fakes. Goes up. Fadeaway jump shot's good. 60 all is your score. 5:20 remaining in the ball game. Allison crosses midcourt, dribbles it left side, on the left wing, top of the arc, dribbles it right side now, pass to Melton, Melton drives in, floaters up, no good, rebound, fought for, jump ball is called, possession arrow is in favor of the Tigers. So now Kevin Hill checks into the ballgame for the Tigers. And C.J. Melton checks out. Referees are meeting, talking about something. So Allison will inbound it. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Allison gives it to Miles. Miles, left short corner, turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound is controlled by Shorter. Knight going the other way, gives it to Ackley. Ackley drives in all the way, layup is up, no good. Rebounded by Allison, and over the back call, I believe it's called. on Shorter. And it is on number zero, Jaden Dunham, his third of the game. Looking at foul trouble. Wilcox has four, number 24 for Shorter. And for the Tigers, Martin has three, Allison's got three. And Knight's got three, Ackley has three, Dunham has three. Free throws up by Allison. It's good to make it 61-60. Allison sets in at the line for the second free throw. It is up. It is good. 62-60. 4:46 remain in the ballgame. Hoso has the ball on the left wing, working against Allison. Gives it to Ackley. Ackley back up to Hoso. Hoso lobs it into Dunham. Dunham spins around. Jump shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Cortrick Miles. Miles coming the other way with it. On the right side of the court, on the right wing. And he's going to drive in all the way. And ball's going to go out of bounds. And an offensive charge is called on Cortrick Miles. My goodness, that is Cortrick's second foul of the ballgame. And it'll be a turnover. So the Tigers should show up too. Again, Shorter led this game by 18 points at halftime. Not at halftime, right before halftime, excuse me. Ackley checks out of the ballgame for Shorter. And now, Hoso crosses midcourt for Shorter. Right side to Knight. Knight, right wing, gives it to Dunham. Dunham, drizzle aside, gives it off to Hoso. Hoso falls to the ground, and a travel is called as it looked like he slipped to the ground. Very good defense by the Tigers. And so now they wipe off some sweat off the court. And Justin Allison wipes the sweat off the court. Doing the little things correctly as he now inbounds it to Allen. Allen gives it back to Allison. Allison crosses midcourt. 4 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Allen has it left wing up top to Miles. Miles gives it to Allison. Allison's got it at 15. Allison drives it right side, takes a step back, out to Smith, to Allen. Allen stops to Smith. Smith steps into a three. Bang! 65-60. 3:40 remaining in the ballgame. And now something's been called away from the basketball, I believe, on Cortrick. Not sure what they're calling. And so now both teams are going back to their benches. Not sure what's going on. So we had the media timeout now, and we have no idea what was just called on the court. So we're going to take a short break. Tigers lead it by five, and that's all that I know right now. You're listening to UWM Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia. As we're still not sure what was called, a foul was issued on Courtrip Miles. It must have been a technical foul of some sort, because now Ricky Knight Jr. is at the line for shorter shooting two, and all the players are behind half court as he makes the first free throw. So it must have been a technical foul. It was one free throw he shot. So, 65-61. CJ Melton checks back into the ballgame for Kevin Hill. Knight crosses midcourt. On the right side for Shorter. Gives it off to Husso. Husso on the right wing. Gets it inside to Dunham. Dunham in the post. Gives it to Knight. Knight goes up. And a foul is going to be called on Shadarian Allen. Allen not happy about that call. But that's just going to be his second foul of the game. Tough call there. So Ricky Knight Jr. at the line, shooting two. He's got 14 tonight. First one's up, and it's good to make it 65-62 with 3:24 remaining in the ballgame. Second one's up and good for Ricky Knight. So it's a 65-63 game, 3:22 remaining in the ballgame. Justin Ellis is walking the ball across the court for the Tigers here in Rome. Allison dribbles it left side. Top of the arc now. Drives in right side. Goes up strong. Layup is up. No good. Put back is good by Courtrip Miles. 67-63 is your score. Hosso's got it left side. Hosso on the left wing. Gives it to Dunham. Dunham to Hosso. Hosso gives it right side to Barnett. Barnett back to Hosso. Hosso at 12. At 10. Top of the arc, left side pass goes to Wilcox at 7. He drives in, and he falls to the ground. Players are scrambling for it. Dunham gets it at 2, at 1. He can't shoot it. Shot clock violation, and that's a Tiger turnover. A shorter turnover, excuse me. And so, if I've said this game is crazy enough, I haven't said it enough times, because they called jump ball, or they called shot clock violation, and Courtrick had the ball. They never called it, and so they never issued it other than blew the whistle. So Courtrick went down and scored, but they didn't count it, obviously. So nonetheless, Allison's got it, gives it to Allen. Allen up to Smith, Smith to Allison. It's a 4-point game with 2:19 remaining. Allison on the left wing now. Now dribbles at top of the arc. Drives in right side. Stops to Smith. Smith back to Allison at 5. At 4. At 3. 3 ball is up. No good. Rebound is going to be controlled by Barnett for Shorter. Barnett gets it ahead to Knight. Knight crosses midcourt on the left side. Inside to Dunham. Dunham on the left short corner. Drives in. Poked away. And they're going to say that Shadarian Allen was touching the ball while he was laying on the baseline. And that is out of bounds. So it's Shorter basketball with 19 on the shot clock. Husso set to inbound it. Gives it off to Knight. Knight, top of the arc, right side to Wilcox. Jump shot's up. Jump shot's good. Tigers lead is now 2 at 67-65 with a minute 45 remaining. Allison dribbles it left side. Hands it off to Miles. Miles to Smith. Miles to Allen. Allen up top to Melton. Melton to Allison. Allison, left wing. Top of the arc. Driving in. And lost it. Stolen by Wilcox. Wilcox to Husso. Husso on the right side. 25 on the shot clock. Ricky Knight's got it right wing. Knight. Left side to Barnett. Left side to Wilcox. Wilcox drives in. Lost it. And C.J. Melton comes up with it. Courtrick Miles lost it. Miles came up with it. And now a foul is going to be issued against Shorter. My goodness. I'm out of breath. Minute remaining in the ballgame. Minute 3 remaining in the ballgame. Not sure who's shooting them. I believe Courtrick Miles is going to be shooting the free throws. And he is. So Courtrick sets in at the line. Tigers lead is 2 with a minute 3 remaining. Miles has got 14 points in this one. First one is up. First one is good. Now he's got 15. So now Kevin Hill is going to check in for Justin Allison. And Allison is hurting on the bench. Miles, second free throw's up, and it falls around and falls in to make it 69-65, four-point lead with 63 seconds remaining in the ballgame. So now, Husso inbounds it. He crosses midcourt on the right side. Right side pass to Knight. Knight throws it inside to Dunham. Dunham spins around, goes up. Shot is up, and it's good. 69-67 with 53 seconds remaining. CJ crosses mid, bringing the ball up the court for the Tigers. And now a timeout's going to be called by UWA. So we'll take a short break as UWA leads at 69-67 with 43 seconds remaining in the ballgame. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia, as C.J. Melton set to inbound it. Tigers are up 69-67 with 40 seconds remaining in the ballgame. C.J. has it left wing. C.J. to Smith. Smith to Allison. Crowd on his feet here in Rome. Miles, top of the arc at 9. He goes to work, drives in, layup is up, and it's good. 71-67, Tigers lead. Barnett inbound to the Husso. Husso crosses midcourt on the right wing. Hands it off to Knight. Knight inside to Dunham. Dunham in the post. Spins around. Out to Knight. Three balls up. No good. Rebound is controlled by Shorter. Husso a three ball. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Allen. Allen gives it to Allison with 8 seconds in the ball game. At 6. My goodness, Justin Allison will be at the free throw line. Tigers are up four. Believe you can call this one. Justin Allison at the line. Allison's got 12 points. Free throw's up. Free throw's good. 72-67. Tigers lead is five. A handful of shorter fans are finding their way to the exits. Finally. Allison sits in at the free throw line. Free throw's up, and it's good. 73-67, 6.5 seconds remaining. Allison checks out. Kami Soko checks in. Knight has it for Shorter. Crosses midcourt. Three ball is up. No good. Rebound is controlled by no one. Time expires. UWA hangs on to get the win. 73-67. What an effort by the Tigers. My goodness. Today was a marathon. So the Tigers win 73-67. UWA moves on to 19-4 on the season, 12-3 in conference play. And Tiger fans, players are taking some pictures. Posing for a team picture here on the road at Shorter. And I believe we're going to be joined by Coach Woodruff. Here shortly. What an effort by the Tigers. Everybody played a part in that win.
I'm like, what just happened? Steven, go downstairs.
Yeah, can you get him? And we are going to be joined by Coach Woodruff. Coach Woodruff tried to leave me, but
I was going to go.
All right, Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, Coach.
Had him all the way, Mark.
Never in doubt.
Sorry, that was my joke of the evening. That's all I guess is all the comedy I got.
I don't even know what to ask. Can you just tell me your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, just a gutsy performance. It was. You know, we went into that halftime and had to really, really talk about it and think about it and gut check some guys. And, you know, without seeing the box score, I know the start of that second half was, you know, I look up and we're up 2 points. You know, it was 43-45. And so, you know, just a big-time effort to crawl and scrap and fight our way back into that thing, and then just making free throws and getting some crucial clutch stops down the stretch there. And, you know, we've got to be smarter. We had a lot of issues. We've had a bunch of delay of games with the ball going through all year, you know, and that's my fault. For our guys have no concept of, all right, there was a flop and then there's a delay of game. That's a tech. And so, you know, that's totally my fault, and I've got to do a better job with that. Thank goodness we won, and we can learn from a win. But there's a lot of stuff that we do that is going to cost us at times. And, you know, all we can do is continue to talk about it, show them, and hope that they take the coaching, hope that they want to do better and want to continue to keep fighting for our season.
And in the first half, they scored 43. And in the second half, I mean, I can't do that math off the top of my head, but they only scored 67. So I think that's less than 30.
Yeah.
Talk about the defensive 24. Effort in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that's us. And that's what we got to do to win games. And, you know, we have no chance if that game's in the 80s. We don't. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. We got to play the way that gives us the best chance to win. And what gives us the best chance to win is holding people. And, you know, we were really disappointed in that locker room. You know, they shot 60% from the field, 60% from the three in the first half. I guess that it probably went down there in the second half and got back to normal. But we play a huge part in the other team's field goal percentage. You just can't walk in at halftime and say, well, they made shots. It's going to be a tough one tonight. Like, no, that can't be it. It's got to be. We have to play a part in other teams' field goal percentage. And I heard Chaka Smart say that, and he's a lot smarter and gets paid a lot more than I do. So it must be true. But we got to play a bigger part in other teams' field goal percentage. We didn't get off to a good start right there, but proud of the guys, big time effort to come back, you know, some big time plays there in the second half, defensively some huge crucial clutch stops, and just proud of the finish, proud of the win, happy that we got it, but a lot of stuff we got to continue to get better at.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Coach.
Okay,
enjoy your win.
Thanks, Mark.